So, Tom, I hope you enjoy your birthday lunch. Thanks.
Well, I had to wait till that fat thing walked away. He was stalking my food. He was leaning all up behind my desk, and he was like, where'd you go? What is that? Oh, my God, look, it's bacon. Oh! Stalking my food. Wait, here he comes. Shh.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Where'd you go? What is that? Oh, my God, look, it's bacon. Oh!
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode, 772 of the BFO for Monday, the 17th of January, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I am going to tell you about all of the weekend activities of sloth and gluttony. Yes! Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, for those of you that are listening to the sound of my little voice in the U.S. of A., many of you may have MLK Day today. Oh, yes, McFatty. And y'all, we do have that off at the coal mine. So today is it's an extra day of sloth and poor Big Fatty, sloth and gluttony for Big Fatty today. Y'all, by the way, before I get started, I have the new version of the Banjo Band 11 or whatever it. Y'all, that is some homemade beer bread. And y'all, let me just go ahead and tell you right now, because that's one of the things I wanted to tell you on today's little show, is y'all, I made beer bread over the weekend. And y'all, it's very simple. It is very simple. In fact, it is so simple, I am going to give you a second so you can go get your pencil so you can write down this recipe. Lovely, Big Fatty. We need a new recipe. Now, y'all, you're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees, and then you're going to grease a loaf pan. Big Fatty, you're not going to talk about pinching a loaf, are you? No. Y'all, there has been some major overfibering this weekend. But anyway, then you're going to, in a bowl, you're going to mix 3 cups of self-rising flour. You're going to include 3 tablespoons of sugar, and y'all, you're going to insert 1 can of beer. And y'all, you mix all those ingredients together until just mixed. You're going to put it into the baking pan, the loaf pan, if you will, and y'all, you are going to put it in the oven, and you're going to cook it at 350 for 45 minutes, and then when it comes out, you're going to slice it and slather it with butter. Now, y'all, it's not pretty. It is not pretty when it comes out. It does not have a nice, smooth, pretty top to it or anything like that, but it is crunchy and chewy and delicious, and y'all, you can really taste that beer in it. Oh, it's lovely, Big Fatty, and y'all, it's good for, like, breakfast toast, and, but y'all, I decided I really wanted some cone bread, but I didn't have any cone bread mix, and I forgot to get any at the stove, y'all, and so I said, well, Big Fatty, make some of that beer bread, and y'all, I don't know how long that beer has been in there, but y'all, it fermented nicely, and y'all, I had that. I made up some turkey chili, turkey mushroom chili on Friday evening before the LFC, y'all, which was just an absolute disaster on Friday night, but we'll get back to that in a few minutes. But anyway, I was telling you about something before I interrupted myself about the beer bread, and what was it? I don't remember. No, Big Fatty, but it'll come to you, I'm sure. Anyway, y'all, Friday, y'all, I got a message from the gentleman caller who made my heart rate rise. And he goes, Black Friday, I hope we can spend some quality time this weekend. I said, well, yes. And he goes, well, how about Friday evening? I said, no, no, I have plans Friday evening. But what, when you get off of work, you call me. Well, of course, he sent me a one of those, what do you call those little things? Those text letters. And it came in at 5:30 a.m. in the morning. And, you know, I'm like, ah. So when I woke up, because, you know, I'm fat, when I woke up at 6:30, you know, I saw that I had received this text letter, and he was still up, y'all. And I said, would you like to come over? He goes, yes. So, y'all, he came over, and he was here, like, from 7:30 a.m. in the morning till about 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And, y'all, it was good. It was good. And just, yes, Big Friday, we don't need the details. And, y'all, there was some nipple naps in there, but it was good. And then I went out and did a little running around. I was having a Big Ricky urge. I needed some fried chicken, not necessarily with hot sauce, because y'all, quite frankly, poor Big Ricky. Friday was Big Ricky's last day of work at the Publix, and y'all, they were having fried chicken and hot sauce for his going away meal, and y'all, you know that the tears were just flowing down those ginger bro's cheeks, and I'm talking about the ones on his face, and you know, it was just diluting the hot sauce, y'all, so he probably just didn't enjoy it as much as he normally would. But anyway, So I got me a couple of pieces of fried chicken, and I had one of those, and I saved one for Sunday morning, and I had that in the afternoon on Saturday, and y'all, I was just exhausted. I was exhausted. So I went back to sleep Saturday afternoon. And let me go back and tell you, the Friday night, the LFC, I mentioned it was a disaster, but y'all, it turned out we had a good crowd in the studio audience, but y'all, the Pride 48 was down, and we're not sure what was going on with that, but Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Y'all, he got on the phone, and he contacted that Daniel Biba, and y'all, evidently there had been some sort of billing issue or something like that, but y'all, all has been restored to normalcy at the Pride 48. But y'all, we got on the Ustream, which I understand there are people in Walnut Hills that consider the Ustream to be dog pee. We had a good old time, but it was a train wreck, y'all. And y'all, if you'd like to hear that show, it's not available. It's just, no, it's not available. Y'all, one of the things that came up at that in that recording was y'all, there some rumors have been raised about the identity of that Kim. Biva, and y'all, it came to my attention that Biva is an anagram for B Vera, and I said Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh yes.
And you know, K I M could be like okay. I'm B Vera, but y'all, this is just a theory, and perhaps there'll be more clues for you, lovies. Perhaps Brenda Boo can figure all that out for us, cause y'all, she is evidently quite the quiz master. Y'all, she's on the 20 now too. So Brenda Boo, welcome. Y'all, I don't know if Brenda Boo listens to the BFO or not, but y'all, I did get a couple of request on the Twitty. I'm going to just go over here and read these out to you because y'all, you know, I don't approve people unless I know who y'all are or unless you send me an e-letter or a voice letter saying, "Babe, honey, I am a loyal listener." And even though I did approve Brenda Boo because, y'all, she's a celebrity. Y'all, Dano 413 from the San Diegos has requested to follow me. Y'all, he's cute as a button, but perhaps Miss Wes, perhaps you can ask the Kravitz if they know Dano 413. Y'all, we have got Mariana's Mayhem. That's Mariana from North Kakalaki. And y'all don't know who the hell Mariana's Mayhem is, but perhaps Moose, do you know who that is? Or maybe Julie, are you worried? We'll see if you can figure out who Mariana's Mayhem is. And I think I've already talked about these other ones. Dimitri Lee Parker from the California A. Wheat checks with bananas. Y'all, he ain't gonna get approved with printing things like that. No! Wheat checks are vulgar, baby! We know they're vulgar! But anyway, so y'all, if you want to follow Big Fatty on the Twitty, y'all, the Twitty has been going strong this weekend. That Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago's, y'all, they are evidently looking into buying a mobile mansion. And they were checking them out over the weekend, and y'all, evidently that Violet Charles, who is on the Twitty also, she got her motor running over the weekend. Y'all, I'm not sure if Hubert christened Violet Charles or not, but anyway, I'm sure we'll hear something about, you know, more pee to go around for everyone. Yeah, Gussie, Big Friday, I'm just looking at the upcoming week. And, y'all, we've only got, you know what? Before, yes, Big Friday, boy, spit it out, tell it.
It's time for Big Friday's Cruise Update.
Y'all, it is only 67 days before Granny and Miss Porter and Miss Kitty and Porter fly to the San Juan, Mexico. And y'all will be staying one night in the San Juan. And I don't know if we have any listeners in the San Juan. If we do, please get in touch with Big Fatty and we'll have a little meet and greet. And by meet and greet, I mean you can show us around. And we were out at the Patrick's Pub on Saturday night. Miss Kitty wasn't there, but Granny and Miss Porter and Big Fatty were there, and we were chitter-chatting because Granny had said, "Well, when do we leave? You know, what time is the flight?" And I was saying, and I said, "And then the cruise leaves on the 26th, but, you know, we fly down on the 25th, and y'all, this guy that's always kind of hanging out near us, he goes, What cruise are y'all going on?" And we are, "Oh, we're going on the Atlantis all-gay cruise." He goes, "Oh, my goodness. So am I." And we went, "Dear sweet gussie." Y'all, it's just a small world. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, y'all, you know Big Fatty has told you that, y'all, I can't remember when everybody's birthday is, so you're just going to have to help me out on these things. But y'all, evidently, last week on Hump Day, it was Brian in Denver's birthday. Big Fatty missed it. And y'all, these are impotent birthdays. And y'all, coming up tomorrow on the 18th of January, is David and Denver's birthday. Y'all, you know, they are like separated at birth, except David is much younger, much, much younger than that old fart, Brian in Denver out there. Just at least that's what David told me. Y'all, evidently, sometime this coming week is Arthur. Arthur from the Amerinds. From the future, he is having a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I don't know, in the southern hemisphere, do you go back into the birth canal? Or, you know, because everything's backwards down there. I just don't know. But y'all, I don't know when. Exiting or entering the birth canal. Well, y'all, he exited because he was born in the U.S. of A. So anyway, it's just, y'all, it's very confusing. Maybe they in the southern hemisphere, they get younger like Benny Button, that movie Benny Button. The guy got younger until he was an embryo, y'all, and went for the big swim. But a very belated birthday to Brian, whose was on the 12th, and happy birthday to David, both of them out there in the Denver, and Arthur, whenever the hell yours is, happy birthday to you too. Yes, Big Funny, that is just lovely. Big Funny, there's obviously a lot of fucking that goes on around tax day. That's all I got to say, a lot of fucking going on there. Y'all, when I was reviewing the sloth and gluttony recap of the weekend, you noticed that I did not mention that I had done all the Cremica. It's because y'all hadn't done them yet. I just hadn't done them. But y'all, while all those happy birthday greetings were going on, my newest, most recent gentleman caller has sent me a little message saying, "Big Freddy, I'm going to try to get away a little bit early later on. Are you interested in getting together?" I said, "Yes." So, y'all, I guess it's going to come in threes. Ah, Big Freddy, vulgar. Y'all, I've gotten several things from different people that are just things that I need to share with you. Like, for instance, y'all. Y'all, Paul has sent me something that says, "A frustrated wife buys a pair of crotchless panties in an attempt to spice up her dead sex life." Y'all, Big Freddy does not need crotchless panties. She puts them on and together with a short skirt, and sits on the sofa opposite of her husband. At a strategic moment, she uncrosses her legs enough times that her husband finally asks, "Are you wearing crotchless panties?" And she said, "Yes, yes," in a seductive smile. And his response is, "Well, thank goodness," he says. "I thought you were sitting on the cat." That's vulgar. That one goes out to that Kimbrrr and the groomer Zig and all of my other female listeners out there that are just, they love the crotchless panties. Donna Sugars, we know Donna Sugars loves some crotchless panties. Yes, Big Freddy, you are going to catch, oh dear Gussie, indeed. Y'all, I got several other things here, but obviously I'm going to have to get back to you on those. Y'all, Candy has sent me a free movie ticket, and it's redeemable at more than 200 national theater chains, and it's up to a $10 value. But Candy, I don't know if this is a way to get you. So Candy, you need to get in touch with Big Fatty and let me know if this is that's how they get you. Cause y'all, I went to go redeem it, and they wanted all kinds of information from me, and y'all, I'm just not so sure about that. Cause that's how they get you, dear Gushy. Y'all, I hope you have a great Monday, and Big Freddy will be back tomorrow. And Larry Clay, Clyde, what's that?
Where'd you go? What is that? Oh my Lord, it's bacon!
Oh, we love bacon! Yes, 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 yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.